Micha Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes. The Navi just said, I'm going to stand up strong. I'm going to tell the truth. You can't handle the truth. Well, I'm going to tell it anyway. Shimon Azos. Listen right now to this. Returning to go after the leaders again. Zuck Radak. Hear what I have to tell you, you people. Rosh Beis Yaakov, Uktzine Beis Yisrael, heads of the house of Yaakov, rulers of the house of Yisrael, HaMesa'avim Mishpat. To you, Mishpat is a toeva. You condemn justice. I'm talking to you. You talking to me? I'm talking to you. That's right. You despise justice. You corrupt justice. Eiskal HaYishara Yi'akeshu. And you pervert, you twist everything that is straight. The straight path, you turn crooked so that you can hide behind a corner to rob somebody. All of your ways are injustice and robbery. Ibn Ezra has a great way of putting it. Perverting every word that comes out of my mouth until you twist it to try to fit what you're trying to say. Doctoring my interviews and my clips so that people aren't going to hear the whole truth. Oh, Kamala had a word salad? Well, we're just going to put part of it. Sorry, I sound like a dreadful Republican this week on Perek Gimel. But what I'm trying to say is that the media really do take the position of these false Nevi'im today of trying to tell people what they want people to hear or what they think people want to hear, but without any dedication like the old-style Edward R. Murrow newsmen of the past to just simply tell the truth. That's why Micha told us that the true Mishpatu Gevura is Lahagid Pisho and Chataso. That's a thing that the people don't ever want to hear, unless it's the people I already hate. We live in a world of algorithms and news that is twisted only to what we are either pre-chosen to listen to or what resembles what we already believe. I don't want to hear that. Sometimes you got to hear everything, even bad things about your own team. Because you need to improve. When we're in a world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no room for this kind of self-interested perversion of the truth. You can't handle the truth. My existence, while grotesque, serves a function, says Colonel Jessup. Good old Jack Nicholson. Yud bonet Zion b'damim. Each one builds Zion with blood. Now, damim can mean money. But we're saying that each of the leaders and officials who builds his multi-million dollar McMansion is building it with blood. Robbery, violence against the poor. The money that they're taking through injustice is blood of the oppressed. So damim in both of its meanings. Spilling the blood of the poor people. We'll see this again in Mishlei. That if you're greedy, that takes away the life of its owners. It's bad for you as well, Mr. Greedy. Yerushalayim ba'avla. They build Jerusalem with injustice. That's terrifying. You're building Yerushalayim with deceit. We are used to dreaming of Yerushalayim habnuya. So what Rav Mendel Hirsch says is, the question here is, can one then build up and establish Tzion in Yerushalayim? According along the pattern of other great cities with their magnificent palaces and buildings stained with blood and oppression, disgraceful procedure in which influential people misuse their positions to unscrupulously satisfy their greed. Yikes. Is that who we're talking about? Have you seen the mansions that the leaders of the Palestinians live in while their people live in worse than third world conditions in Gaza? If you take tours in Israel where you're driving and one side of the road is Israel and one side of the road is Palestine, you see it. Giant mansions on a hill. Every dictator since the world began has had this. Communism, of course, was nothing like this, except it's always like this. Mayor Mamdani has done very well for a socialist Nepo baby. Yidalef Rosheha b'shochad yishpotu. Its heads... The heads of that of the society judge for bribes. Justice so-called. The kings, even the Sanhedrin, Zuck Radak. The Kohanel b'mechir yoru, and the Kohanim, the priests, teach. Give forth rulings for a price. Favoring the rich people who bribe them up. They're supposed to teach the Torah, but they'll only interpret it to suit those who are paying them. I'm not going to make a comment about yeshiva tuition, but be careful, Jewish people. The prophets, again, Kosem, are divining for money. And they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These people rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sure they do. They say, Halo Hashem Bekirbenu, isn't God among us? Lo Sava Aleinu Ra'a, nothing bad can happen to us, we're God's people. Never mind that we are transgressing everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. Never mind that we're breaking all of the commandments that we had. Ah! God's on our side, we have nothing to worry about. We're Jews, right? Yud Beis Lachen Biglalchem. Therefore, because of you, Tzion Sadeh Techa Reish. Tzion is going to be plowed like a field. And remember, when you plow something, you rip up the layer of soil and all of the weeds and crops and grass and everything that's in it. We are the growths of the field. We're going to get ripped up and shredded by the plow. V'Yerushalayim, Iyin Tihiyah. Yerushalayim is going to become heaps. That's an interesting word. Iyin. Because you built with injustice, you built the city, all that beautiful Jerusalem stone are going to be heaps of ruins, stones piled on stones, made into heaps and piles where they used to be buildings and palaces. V'har habayis levamos ya'ar. And the Temple Mount is going to be like the high places of the forest. The seat of the glory of God, that most amazing place, the Beis HaMikdash, says the Da'as Sofrim, this is the first of the Nevi'im to foretell the destruction, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Even before Yirmiyahu, even before presumably Yeshayahu. And Micha's prophecy is going to be quoted later on by the elders when they defend Yirmiyahu in Parakhaf Vav. So Micha said this prophecy during the days of Chizkiyahu, early on. Now, you got 100-some-odd years to go. What's the big deal? Can't happen. Halo Hashem Bekirbenu, Lo Savo Aleinu Ra'a. Be careful what you assume if you're not following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, but are just relying on them when you don't really walk the walk.